Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Luke 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place he was about to visit. And he told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse or bag or sandals. Do not greet anyone along the road. Whatever house you enter, begin by saying, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay at the same house, eating and drinking whatever you are offered, for the worker is worthy of his wages. Do not move around from house to house. If you enter a town and they welcome you, eat whatever is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But if you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go into the streets and declare, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off as a testimony against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." So he told them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and declared, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then Jesus turned to the disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." One day an expert in the law stood up to test him. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" Jesus replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus said. "Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus took up this question and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down the same road, but when he saw him he passed by on the other side. So too, when a Levite came to that spot and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Take care of him,' he said, 'and on my return I will repay you for any additional expense.' Which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The one who showed him mercy, replied the expert in the law. Then Jesus told him, Go, and do likewise. As they traveled along, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to his message. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations to be made. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord replied, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, and it will not be taken away from her. This is God's word. Joy is a major theme of the Bible. It isn't emphasized a lot by preachers like me, because it isn't a hard doctrine. Yet, it is a theme that is interwoven throughout the Old and New Testament, and is described throughout Scripture as an outgrowth of walking with God. For instance, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, according to Galatians 5:22. In this chapter of Luke, Jesus prayed this way, according to verse 21a. It says, He was full of joy through the Holy Spirit. And he prayed this way for God's plan to bless the simple with salvation instead of those who believe themselves to be sophisticated, as we saw in verse 21b. But in the same context, he cautioned the 72 disciples about the source of their joy. After a successful short-term missions trip, these 72 disciples returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Their joy then, it seemed, stemmed from their success using the spiritual power Christ had delegated to them. Power can cause pride, so our Lord warned them about Satan's fall in verse 18 and encouraged them not to find their joy in power, but instead to rejoice that your names are written in heaven, as we saw in verse 20b. Our Lord Jesus Christ rescued us from an eternity of misery apart from God. He rescued us from the darkness of living apart from God and apart from God's truth. Jesus adopted us into his family and conferred on us all the rights and privileges of sonship, even treating us as if we were as righteous as Jesus is, even though we are not. God gave us spiritual power to accomplish anything and everything he calls us to do for his kingdom work. It is his grace and mercy to us, and the promises he has made to us about the future that really matter. These are the things God wants us to rejoice about, not what we've done, or can do, or will do, even if it's a spiritual thing we have done, or will do, or can do. Whenever the source of joy is about us, we're in danger of pride. Whenever our source of joy is about God, we have joy as his blessing to us. This is a great truth for us to absorb this week. God wants you to have joy, and the source of that joy is in him and all that he has done for us and will do for us. I hope you live today in that joy, rejoicing in God's grace and goodness to us. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address to receive a free email subscription to these devotionals. Then every day you'll receive an email from me containing a link to the daily scripture readings to help you be reading God's word every day. And the same email will contain a link to these devotionals to help you apply God's word to your life every day with my help. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe anytime, so there's no risk. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And please help me with financial support. If you feel the Lord is leading you to do that and you have the means to do so, go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this joy with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.